I think it's safe to say that when we were kids, there was a point that learning actually was fun. The Saturday morning cartoons had 5 or 10 minute lessons, you might say, in between their shows, teaching us a lot of things in a lot of very, very unusual but fun ways. I am referring my friends to Schoolhouse Rock, which this year celebrates its 50th anniversary. I came up with a list tonight of my top 10 favorite Schoolhouse Rock songs. I have no idea who sang them, but I do remember a lot of the words, and perhaps as we go along tonight, you'll learn a few of them yourself, and maybe remember a few of them too. May we go, ladies and gentlemen, to a time when learning actually was fun. Enter Schoolhouse Rock, and we're going to remember them tonight here on the New Directions Podcast. We will be ready with number 10 on the other side of this break. Recently, I had a chance to visit a restaurant for the very first time that I know a lot of you have already visited, but what I've learned, I like. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast, here to share with you about Olive Garden. Some of the best pasta cooking I have ever seen. My wife and I had an opportunity to have a lasagna recently, and I saw something that I had never, ever seen in any restaurant anywhere. The waiter offered to pour cheese into our meal as well as salad. I had never seen that happen. That was just very, very nice to see. The Olive Garden people do care about what they bring to the table every day. And they show in the food that they deliver. And I have to say that lasagna is one of the best lasagnas that I have ever had. Whenever you have an opportunity, my friends, I invite you to pay a visit to the Olive Garden near you and really have a good time having some good old-fashioned Italian cooking. And if you want to, tell them Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast sent you. Give you a little bit of background on the history of Schoolhouse Rock. It was on for, I believe, 3 years. And it had a lot of very, very memorable songs that would help us maybe possibly learn a little bit. Outside of number one, I did not have an easy time picking out the rest. You'll see why when we get to the end of this podcast tonight. We're not there yet. We're at number 10. Number 10 talks about verbs. I get my thing in action. To be, to see, to feel, to live. I put my heart in action. To run, to go, to get, to give. That's where I find satisfaction, yeah. To search, to find, to have, to hold. When I use my imagination, I think I plot, I plan, I dream. Turning in towards creation. I make, I write, I dance, I sing. When I'm feeling really active. I run, I ride, I swim, I fly. Other times when life is easy, I rest, I sleep, I sit, I lie.
That's what's happening.
I can take a noun and bend it. Give me a noun.
Fast, forward, break, and pop.
Make it a verb and really send it.
Show me how.
Oh, I don't know my own power. In action, being, doing, or saying. A verb expresses action, being or state of being.
A verb makes a statement.
Yeah, Ferg tells it like it is. I can tell you when it's happening. Tell you more about what's happening. I can tell you who is happening. Hey, every sentence has a subject.
Now, person, place, or thing.
Find that subject. Where's the action?
Verb that makes a subject.
Take the subject. What is it?
What?
What's come to it?
What
does it say?
What?
I can question like, what is it? Like, go get it. I need an object. When I see the object.
That little thing called love. You cannot go wrong with that. Number 10 on my Schoolhouse Rock list talks all about verbs. Going to move into something that it would be very, very dark if we did not have this. This song, which is at number 9, is about electricity.
When you're in the dark and you want to see, you need
electricity, electricity.
Flip that switch and what do you get? You get
electricity, electricity.
Every room can now be lit with just
electricity, electricity.
Where do you think it all comes from, this powerful
electricity? Electricity.
Through high wires to here it comes. They're bringing the
electricity. Electricity.
Every building must be wired to give it the
electricity. Electricity.
Power plants most all use fire to make it
electricity. Electricity.
Burning fuel and using steam, they generate
electricity, electricity.
Turn that generator by any means you're picking up.
Electricity, electricity.
A generator is a machine that contains a powerful magnet that creates a magnetic field. When wires are rotated rapidly through this field, then a current of electricity is produced. Now, if we only had a superhero who could stand here and turn the generator real fast, then we wouldn't need to burn so much fuel to make
electricity.
Benjamin Franklin flying his kite was searching for
electricity, electricity.
He knew that it had something to do with light.
Electricity, electricity.
Rubbing a comb with wool or fur will give you a charge of
electricity.
Stroking a cat to make it purr. You're building up static
electricity. Electricity.
Electricity at rest is called static electricity. Like in the winter, wearing a heavy coat, you get a shock off the doorknob, or you scrape across the carpet and sneak up on your very best friend and zap him on the ear with a shocker.
Electricity.
Current flowing to and fro makes a circuit though.
Electricity, electricity.
Voltage is the pressure that makes it go. It's pushing up.
Electricity, electricity.
Watts will tell you just how much you'll be using up.
Electricity, electricity.
Powerful stuff, so watch that plug. It's potent.
Electricity, 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 electricity.
song number 9, teaching us all about electricity. Now, our next song, which is in the number 8 position, is kind of our classic grammar rock song, at least in my view, anyway. We learn about nouns and what nouns actually are, the definition of them. A lot of fun to pick up on that. A nostalgic memory from Schoolhouse Rock, song number 8. A noun is a person, place, or thing.
Every person you can know, and every place that you can go, and anything that you can show, you know they're nouns. A noun's a special kind of word, it's a name you ever heard. I find it quite interesting. Nouns, a person, place, or thing. Oh, I took a train to another state. The flora and the fauna that I saw were really great. Saw some bandits chasing the train. I was wishing I was back home again. I took a train to another state. Well, every person you can know, like a bandit or an engineer, and every place that you can go, like a state or a home, and anything that you can show, like animals and plants or a train, you know they're nouns. Know they're nouns. Oh, Mrs. Jones is a lady on Hudson Street. She sent her dog to bark at my brother and me. Gave her dog a big fat bone, and now he barks at Mrs. Jones. She's a lady who lives on Hudson Street. Well, every person you can know, Mrs. Jones, a lady or a brother, every place that you can go, like a street or a corner, anything that you can show, like a dog or a bone, you know they're nouns. You know they're nouns. Oh, I took a ferry to the Statue of Liberty. My best friend was waiting there for me. He took an early ferry when on the island in the middle of summer it started to snow, and I took a ferry to the Statue of Liberty. Well, every person you can know, like a friend or the captain of a ship, every place that you can go, an island or a sea, anything that you can show, like a statue, a ferry, or snow, you know their nouns. You know their nouns. Oh, I put it down in the drugstore record machine. Oldie Goldie started playing the future where I mean. Every Jeopardy was doing the first time. You know, random of music goes like this. I put it down in the first song of the machine. Every person you can know, the Beatles and the Monkees, Chevy Checker, every place that you can go, like a neighborhood or a store, and anything that you can show, like a dime or a record machine, you know they're nouns. A noun's a special kind of word. It's a neat name you ever heard. I find it quite interesting. A noun's a person, place, or thing. A noun is a person, place, or thing.
It might have been one of the first songs I ever heard from Schoolhouse Rock. That song is number 8 on our list. Song number 7 being a number, of course, tells us about a different number, the number 5, multiplying by that number. Just a moment, here we go.
Now everybody try to find a good hiding place. This old tree is going to be the base. I'm going to close my eyes and hide my face and count to 100 by fives. Ready? Go, go. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100. 5, 110, 115, 120. There. Push it a week,
apples make a dollar. Anybody
holler. Everybody
got to be here. All I know, here I come.
Multiplying by five is a little like counting by five. In fact, if you count it along with your fingers, as you count it out loud by five, your fingers will tell you how many fives you've got. Okay, let's count together then. Count on your fingers. One finger for each count out loud. Get set, ready to go.
5, 10, 15, 20, stop.
20. You got four fingers. See, that means 4 plus 5 is 20. Try another one. Get set, ready to go.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
Stop. 35. 7 fingers. That's right. 7 times 5 is 35. Okay, let's try along. Now, when you run out of fingers, it's 50, you see, because 10 times 5 is 50. Then start over with the same fingers. Remember that you owe 10. Get set, ready, go.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40,
45,
50, 55,
60. Stop. 10 and 2, right? 12 fingers. 12 times 5 is 60. See how it works? Now, you may notice that if you multiply 5 by an even number, your product will end in 0. And if you multiply 5 by an odd number, your product will end in 5. Okay, now let's do one more game. Counting the fives on my fingers. This is a long one. Keep going. Get set. Ready? Go.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85.
Stop. 85. 17 fingers. Look at that bar with 17 fingers sticking. How do you do that? Anyway, 5 times 17 is 85. See, that's 3 fives short of 100. If you have 3 more nickels, 15 cents, and added the 15 to the 85, you'd get 100, right?
20 is 100, everybody got to be hit it. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 100, yeah.
A hide and seek by fives. And a lesson in how to count by fives. To end our segment, here is number 5. Number 6. Telling about the Boston Tea Party.
Rocking and a rolling, smishing and a smashing over the horizon, what can it be? The pilgrims sailed the sea to find a place to call their own. In their ship, Mayflower, they hope to find a better home. They finally knocked on Plymouth Rock, and someone said, we're there. It may not look like home, but at this point, I don't care. Oh, they were missing Mother England. They swore their loyalty until the very end. Anything you say, King, it's okay, King. You know it's kind of scary on your own. Gonna build a new land, a new land. Could you help us run it till it's grown? They planted corn, you know. They built their houses one by one. And bit by bit they worked until the colonies were done. They looked around, yeah, up and down, and someone said, hooray! If the king could only see us now, he would be proud of us today. They knew that now they'd run their man. But George III still vowed he'd rule them to the end. Anything I say, do it my way now. Anything I say, do it my way. Don't you get to feeling independent, cause I'm gonna force you to obey. He taxed their property, he didn't give them any choice. And back in England, he didn't give them any voice. That's called taxation without representation, and it's not fair. But when the colonies complained, the king said, I don't care. He even has the nerve to tax our cup of tea. To put it kindly, King, we really don't agree. Gonna show you how we feel. We're gonna dump this tea. Turn this harbor into the biggest cup of tea in history. They wanted no more Mother England. They knew the time had come for them to take command. It's very clear you're being King of what you say, we won't obey. Gonna hold a revolution now, King, and we're gonna run it all again. With no more King.
We're gonna elect a president.
No more King.
He's gonna do what the people want.
No more King.
We're gonna run things our way.
No more King.
Tell us what to do.
Rocking out of position, smashing over the horizon. What can it be? Looks like it's going to be a free country.
At that point, it very definitely was a free country. That's song number 6 on my favorite Schoolhouse Rock songs. On the other side of this break, we'll pick up the survey at number 5. For 74 years, X has marked the spot in Riverside for groceries, cigarettes, beer and spirits, and a lot of other household needs. Beginning February 22nd, X is going to mark a spot very close by. It will be a brand new store. It is still going to be Riverside Red X. The location is in the same area. It's just going to be a different store. We are excited about it, and I hope you are too. February 22nd, once again, will be the date that this store opens up. The new place where X marks the spot. Your local Riverside Red X. I neglected the theme song for the Schoolhouse Rock Show. You'll hear it ahead of number 5 right now. Just a second here. First aired January
6, 1973.
As your body grows bigger, your mind grows smaller.
It's great to learn.
It's knowledge is power. It's Schoolhouse Rockin', the chick on the block. Love your favorite bitch, still loving through her.
Is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get 3 as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you 3 as a magic number. It takes 3 legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes 3 wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has 3 corners. Every triangle has 3 sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's 3, you can see it's a magic number. Man and a woman have a little baby. Yes, they do. We had 3 in the family. That's a magic number. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
I think the pattern once more. 3.
3, 6, 9.
12.
12, 15, 18.
21.
21, 24, 27.
30. Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is 30.
3
times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18.
3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1.
What is it?
3!
That's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
And here I thought that two was. But apparently I might have had it wrong anyway, so with that in mind, we'll just say that's number five and move on to number four, which talks about interjections.
Reginald was home with flu. The doctor knew just what to do. He cured the infection with one small injection, while Reginald uttered some interjections.
Hey, that's smart! No, he hurt! Yeah, that's not fair! Give a guy a shot down there!
Interjections,
hey!
Excitement.
Yeah. No.
They're generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by a comma when the feeling's not as strong. Geraldine played hard to get, Geraldo knew he'd woo her. Yeah, he showed his affection despite her objections, and Geraldine hollered some interjections.
Well, you got some nerve. Oh, I've never been so insulted in all my life. Hey, you're kind of cute.
Interjections.
Well,
emotion.
Hey,
generally set apart from a sentence by or frightened,
hit,
or mad,
rat,
or excited,
wow,
or glad,
hey,
an interjection starts a sentence right. The game was tied at 7, but Franklin found he had the ball. He made a connection in the other direction, and the crowd started shouting out interjections.
Ah, you threw the wrong way.
Darn, you just lost the game.
Hooray, I'm for the other team.
Interjections. Oh, darn.
Hooray.
Generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by a comma when the feeling's not as strong. So when you're happy or sad,
aww,
or frightened,
it,
or mad, or excited,
wow,
or glad, an interjection starts a sentence right.
Interjections,
hey, so excitement,
hey,
or emotion,
hey,
they're generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by a comma when the feeling's not as strong.
Interjections,
your excitement, or emotion, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's the end. It is of the number four song on the list, but we're making our way now to number three. And number three is a classic one that was a part of the America Rock segment of Schoolhouse Rock. The man was just a bill. Will he ever become law? Time will tell.
Stop.
We'll get 15 seconds out of the way here.
Items. Now through February 14th, buy one, get one free.
And we are now done with that, and we're ready for song number three, which is I'm Just a Bill.
City, it's a long, long week. I'm sitting in committee.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." And he sat there and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be alone. I hope and pray that they will, but today I am still just a bill.
Listen to those congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Ooh, but it looks like I'm going to live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be alone. I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole conversation should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so old.
By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No, but I hope and pray that I will. But today, I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill, now you're a law.
The trials of bills in Washington. Some of them remember to be signed, some of them not so much. We'll stay in Washington for our number two song, which is the one that I think I learned the preamble to the Constitution by singing this particular portion. If you know that portion, feel free to sing along. Number two is about is from Schoolhouse Rock, of course, the preamble. Second here.
We're here to vibe out.
Just a second. Here we go.
Hey, do you know about the USA? Do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA. In 1787, untold our founding fathers did agree to write a list of principles for keeping people free. The USA was just starting out, a brand new country, and so our people spelled out the things that we should be. And they put those principles down on paper and called it the Constitution. And it's been helping us run our country ever since then. The first part of the Constitution is called the preamble and tells what those founding fathers set out to do.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. The order to establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
1787, I'm told our founding fathers all sat down and wrote a list of principles that's known the world around. The USA was just starting out a whole brand new country, and so our people spelled it out. They wanted a land of liberty. And the preamble goes like this.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, be ordained. Establish this Constitution for the United States of America, for the United States of America.
I had a chance to read the preamble in the history class a long time ago. I don't know whether I sang it or not, but I do know this. It was very, very much Schoolhouse Rock influenced. That was one of my favorite songs. Song ended up number two on this list, a tribute to the preamble. As we, on the other side of this break, we're going to wrap up the showcase, wrap up the Schoolhouse Rock showcase with the song that will get us out of here. The song that became my favorite of those 10, and we will look ahead to the next edition of the show. The way we wrap up the podcast, same as always, we'll do it right after this. For those of you who like a good cookie, may I suggest a place to you? This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast, here to talk about the Crumble Cookie Company. Located in North Kansas City, they make several different kinds of cookies each and every day, and they sell them in different packs also. I had a chance recently to try a chocolate chip cookie from there. Oh my gosh, it was so, so good. Next time you're in the area, I invite you to stop by the Crumble Cookie Company. Try one of them out for yourself. Buy a few packs for your friends, buy them for Christmas gifts, however you want to do it. These could be some of the best cookies you have ever had. You might even, if you so chose, wanted to bring some milk along. The Crumble Cookie Company. Very, very good stuff. I'm setting up for two shows next week here on the New Directions Podcast. For Valentine's Day, which will be this next Tuesday, it will be all musical. I'll get as many love songs together to share with you. I'll throw a few of them in myself. We'll see what we can do for our annual Valentine's Day show. The second show, going to hit the road once again, only this time go to Union Station and kind of give you an idea of some of the activities that you could do around the station, one of which is a visit to Science City. So, Valentine's Day music, Wednesday, the railroad. They're both coming next week, and be sure to join me right here on the New Directions Podcast. Schoolhouse Rock was an example of simpler times. They were a lot of fun to just sit back and watch every Saturday morning of the world, and I loved it. And I know that a lot of kids grew up with that as well. They're kept alive through DVDs, through also YouTube, and I invite you to pick up a copy of either one and relive some of the fun that Schoolhouse Rock really still is. Happy 50th anniversary to you, Schoolhouse Rock. And on that note, that's going to wind things up for this edition of the New Directions podcast. Thank you for being with me as always. We will see you next week for two shows. To get us out of here for number one, it's My Infatuation with Trains, ladies and gentlemen. And the choice couldn't be made any clearer. Let's take a trip to Conjunction Junction.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction Junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction Junction, what's their function?
I got and, button, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And, button, or, get you pretty far.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up to boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cards to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, to grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak, although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction Junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction Junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get